On today's segment of A Moment in Time, author and educator Dr. Jennifer Patterson shares segments from her book, Something New, Making Changes That Last.
A researcher by the name of Sue Langley wrote, "I often use the analogy of driving through a national park. If I drive my four-wheel drive down the same track every day, that track will get deeper and more open and be easy to drive down, while the others will become overgrown with weeds sprouting up through the middle and trees encroaching on the sides. Our neurons work in the same way. The more we drive down one particular path, the easier it becomes, whether that path is effective or ineffective. It may take effort initially to choose to drive down a new path. It is overgrown and takes more concentration, especially when we are under pressure. With a bit of effort, we can knock back the weeds and overgrowth and create a new path that is easy to navigate. Just like improving poor health involves making decisions about diet and exercise that directly impacts how the body strengthens and maintains itself, moving from something old to something new involves making the decision to intentionally change our brain circuits in order for those new things to stick as a result of becoming what we think, believe, do, and live. Although there can be great resistance to change, through God's power and our desire for change, our focused attention to change, and an awareness of how our brains work, we can successfully push through. Ephesians 4:23 and 24 tells us, "You were taught to be made new in your thinking. You were taught to start living a new life. It is created to be truly good and holy, just as God is. It's time for something new."
For more information about Something New, Making Changes That Last, visit wjou.org.